What to do, what to do, good people? Welcome to Chilling with Native. So on today's episode, I will just be pretty much just having just a casual conversation, since it's been a while. I haven't recorded any episode so far, so I just hope that y'all are all good and all is just great. I don't know how to start today's episode, but I've kind of realized that in the past few weeks I've been, I don't know how to say it, but I would say that I've been dealing with some emotions. I mean, like every day when I have to wake up, it's a battle. Like, I honestly don't know what I'm going through, but I don't know if I should say it's safe or beyond Mara. I'm just going through a lot now. Just that I realized that when I have to wake up early in the morning, it's a fight for me to wake up. Every day when I wake up, I feel like there's this burden on my shoulders. And each day that passes, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't know to what extent, but it's... I don't know if I should say I'm at the stages of maybe anxiety or depression, but I don't know. But every morning I just don't wake up as happy as I used to be. Maybe it's that I've put my focus on certain people. I mean, certain people that I thought maybe they had my best interest at heart, or like pretty much that's it. Just that I'm going through a lot, and I don't think it's something that I can actually like sit down and have a conversation with anyone, because I don't feel comfortable talking about it, because a lot of people, they don't really understand what the person is going through day by day, because some people may think that you have everything that you have everything that people like wish they had, but in most cases that's not the case, because people don't know what you're going through. And for the fact that each and every day I have to put this fake persona of me being happy while deep down I'm actually suffering. But that's life, I guess. You just have to you just have to get with the times, pretty much. So, it's actually sad, guys. Like, really, 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 really sad. To be honest, I mean, there was a time whereby I was happy. I was full of life. I had positive vibes. I have positive thoughts. I have positive energy. I have positive synergy. But that all seemed to fade away somewhere around April. So that's when I had a like things started to change, like not change in a small way, but change in a drastic way. Because I began to notice certain patterns that I wasn't exhibiting before, but now I'm actually seeing those patterns. And so those patterns are basically driving me towards a dark phase. I mean, I don't remember ever being in a dark phase, but at this current moment, I feel that I am in that, not I am, I'm actually going through that dark phase, because I'm experiencing a lot of things at once. And some of those things, they kind of affect my well-being, my happiness and stuff. I mean, at the age whereby I should be carefree, I should be enjoying myself, I should be embracing my flaws, and I should accept the mistakes that I make. But it's actually quite the opposite, because I feel like I'm actually taking some of the responsibilities that are not supposed to be mine, but consciously I have adopted those responsibilities. And I didn't actually think about it much up until now. As to say that it's been actually happening for quite some time, and by some time I mean like years. Like it's been years, me trying to be this responsible individual, but at the same time, I don't know why. Like, why am I taking such responsibilities? But I feel like it's my duty to take those responsibilities. And I will not get into details as to what I'm actually referring to, because it's I wouldn't say it's personal, but it's between being personal and not being personal as it is. And like, I really don't know, like, guys. I mean, as much as I enjoy going to school, actually going to college, but then I'm actually realizing that there are actually certain things that happen that also play a part in me finding myself in this current situation that I'm in. And every day I have to pretend that I'm happy. I have to pretend that everything is going according to my it's actually going to the perception that I portray to people. While deep down, a lot of people are actually disappointing me. I mean, the people that I put my trust on actually are the ones that, like, you can even tell with the tone of my voice that emotionally I'm not in the right space. But I cannot let people know that I'm actually going through something. Because as Africans, especially as African men, there is this saying, ka Setswana, saying hore monna o shwa senku. And what that means is that as a man, you don't have to show emotion, you don't have to show your weakness. And in simple terms, it means that you cry alone. You don't have to cry in front of people. So that's what I'm actually like going through. And I don't know for how long I will actually go through this phase. But I guess with time it will pass. And also I'll need to stay positive and have positive vibes, as that's something that I have to do actually. I have to be positive. I don't have to be negative and stuff like that. You know, as like as I think back in time to I mean actually when at campus, like I tend to have these weird thoughts and like they would just randomly pop, especially when I'm by the stairs. I mean, I don't know how to say this, but I just have this thought of saying, hey, Infana, jump off. I mean that's crazy, but I really don't think that's something I'm like that's something I will actually do, actually. That's not something I'm gonna do, but those thoughts like tend to creep by when I'm alone, especially when I'm just smoking by myself outside. I mean, at that time, imagine I think around sixth floor, between fifth floor and sixth floor, that's when those doors actually creep up. I mean, I try to ignore those doors, but at the same time, it's actually fucked up. It's actually fucked up to a point of me actually entertaining those kind of thoughts. I mean, I shouldn't be entertaining those kind of thoughts, but they just like something's like I really need to talk to someone because this is bad, like really, really, really bad. And I mean, I even don't have words of me to say how is this happening? Like, how did I find myself at this point? How did I come to this point? Mean, that's something weird, guys. Like, it's actually weird, and I shouldn't be even like entertaining it. And every time when that thing happens, I try to stay away from the rail. I try by all means to distract my mind, to just think of positive things. And that's fucked up. Like really, 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 really fucked up. Like for me to, hey, like joke, guys.